Good morning and welcome to Family Life. Your host, Talima Muhammad and Dr. Nadia Muhammad. This program is sponsored by New Africa, Excellence, the Law Speaks. It's near Allah, head of Muhammad and healing in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. I greet the listening audience and our guests in the peace of Assalamu alaikum. This week's discussion on family life, we have an honored guest, Brother Amin, and he's going to speak with us on fatherhood. And I think this is so imperative as we sustain our families during very challenging times. Brother Amin is not only a special guest, an honored guest on the show, he happens to be my brother-in-law. Brother Amin, welcome.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Salima. Assalamu alaikum, family. Mr. Nadi.
Well, alaikum assalam. Dr. Nadia Muhammad will join us near the end of the month, so it's just you and I today, Brother Amin, and it is such an honor.
Yes, it's an honor to be here.
It has been a blessing to have known you and watch you as we raise our children together and come with our challenges. So I would like to dedicate this show to your children. That would be Amir and Iman, and to your family. Let's begin, Brother Amin, with the foundation of your family. You grew up in Louisiana. If you can give us the foundation and speak about your parents and your upbringing and some of the things that may have influenced you to share with our listening audience. You may proceed.
Sure, absolutely. As to a past parent that got to spend a little time with before they had to depart this life. And both my parents have departed. My mother and father, they were simple people, simple country people from Louisiana. They started out as sharecroppers. They raised cotton, picked cotton, and sold cotton, for a living in their early days. They had me later on in life, in their 40s. So they made a lot of their, mistakes with the 8 siblings that came before me. By the time I came along, they had learned quite a few things from their parenting experiences and were a very open-minded people and actually talked a lot to me. So my father was a man who was very gentle and kind and loving, known for that, very inspirational to us others. He, at his passing, he was actually given a plaque, for his service to the community because he was so well-known. And my mother was an extremely strong woman was in a time, where things were not as favorable for black women. My mother was known to be a very strong woman that demanded respect at all times. So I grew up, with a very strong mother in that sense of respect and knowing that you are somebody. And with my father, balancing that out as a man who was loving and kind to others, I think they were a good blend together and a good example to grow up watching and learning from. There were many times that, we, and still to this day, my family and I, we joke about all of the long stories my father used to tell us. If you did something wrong, you're probably going to get a 2-hour session, so. So to this day, we still joke about that, you know.
I remember meeting him, and very kind, and just very, with the trials of life, had strength. And if you would share, you come from a very large family like myself, yours is larger. Mother had 9 children. Can you tell us the size of your family?
Yes, my father and mother had 12 kids. Two of them passed, more around the age of like 2. I have 10 siblings, and one has passed recently within the last, say, 10 years.
Very large family. So that 2-hour attention, that was
yes.
Inevitable.
Oh, yes. But, he always had word inspiration, and, I actually learned a lot from him that, at the time, he would assume that, he thought I wasn't listening, but I listened very well. And not carrying in body a lot of those conversations with me now. And, I laugh because now my kids, and my kids are beyond Amir and Iman. I extend my love, to our children that, find themselves under my umbrella at different times. But if they're near me, I extend my love as a black man and as a father and try to be a good example.
It's so important, and this is why when I dedicated to the 2 and I said a family, and that is exactly where I wanted to go and point this out from the start, because I've witnessed it. You've taken the young men, impressionable men, into your home. I remember when your sister Pat passed away, may Allah be pleased with her. She had 2 sons, and Willie came to live with you. Willie is just doing so phenomenal. And I want to listen to audience. When he tells you that he's had other children under his umbrella, I think this is what I find so impressive about your brother Amin. And not only his children, my husband and I relocated from Pennsylvania. We stayed with my sister Farah, and they took us in their home. This is no small undertaking. This is examples of, I remember Imam Wahidin Muhammad said once, and Brother Minister Farrakhan touches on it consistently. What are you doing if you're not helping your brother and your sister up? And you have been a phenomenal example, Brother Ami, and I thank you. And now we can share with the world that we have men in our community who's taking this role very seriously. And as you say, when you spoke of your parents, there's no book on how to do this per se. But I know your parents were God-fearing parents. So I know that foundation that the God set forward was a part of their process. And I know it has been a part of your Farida's process. Based on the basic foundation of fatherhood, what has been your primary observation?
That's a good question. I would like to also say that I'm very humbled by your words. We all are just, branches of the true and living God, and given an opportunity that we try to live up to. you know, and I'm humbled by that, by your statements. And I think a lot much, and I'll praise you due to Allah. So with, you know, based on the basic foundation of fatherhood, what has been my primary observation, I would say that I have been able to, I have been blessed and honored to be chosen by God to be a father, to have the opportunity to step up to try to be an example to others. And observing not only, you know, from being raised by a father and watching other fathers and you know, talking to so many great men, you know, through the years, through my younger years, and, you know, pulling from them. So my observation is that changing and always growing opportunity to be your best. And that challenge is, it's a beautiful challenge. It's one you wake up in the morning and you know that, hey, you know, I'm gonna step up and try to show that there is nothing impossible that we can't do. And by me trying to set that example that there's nothing impossible that we can't do, because God has already set the example. He destroyed the impossible when he created himself. So I'm just simply trying to be a branch, as I started out saying, a branch of God and used by him to influence and help others in this journey that I have to a short time to live out. And I have the opportunity to share with others, see other fathers doing, you know, doing great things with their kids and doing great things in the community, great things in life. Lots of, you know, there are lots of people that really, really step up and give to others, and they deserve the honor, you know, and the title of father. And, you know, I'm blessed to be amongst those. So I'm just one of many fathers in this world that are doing things.
This is so beautiful and so positive. I witnessed you and Sarah, they're on the road, giving the children a format, something that they enjoy, that gave them a foundation on team building. Both children came up under baseball or softball and or both. And I saw great sacrifices. And then the children went off to college. And I saw more great sacrifices. What does that mean? When Allah gives us the blessing of having children, what does that sacrifice mean for them, to you as a father?
And to me as a father, you know, it's just another great opportunity to step up and give of yourself. And you're right, there was great sacrifice there during the years of raising, you know, my children. And Harold and I both sacrificed a lot during those times. And we, you know, like I learned from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you know, who asked us to raise strong families. And by growing up, listening to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, trying to pull from his example, and always keeping in mind that he asked us to raise strong families, you know, I knew that there would be sacrifice involved. So there were times when, you know, hey, the rent didn't get paid if the kids needed something, you know, so if they would have the foundation, that would be a part of their foundation for them to grow up strong, healthy, and confident. So we would make those sacrifices, Faraday and I, you know, in order to push them forward. And I would say that Allah always blessed us to come through whatever sacrifice we made. And he would somehow bless us to keep right on going. And that's just the magic that Allah has when we're willing to sacrifice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is exactly magic. Oh, I can tell you, It is so magical, even, you know, from our own experience, the magic that he gives you to forge forward. What don't you like in observing society today with regard
today,
to family?
It society today has become very cold, very selfish, very careless. You know, people don't and what I mean by careless and cold and reckless is, you know, people don't recognize, no longer recognize just how important their roles are. Like the title, you know, mother, father, those are titles. Those are honorable titles that we have to live up to. And, you know, we all know that in Islam, we try to live up to our names. We're given names and we try to live up to those names, you know, throughout our lifetime. We try to live up to the meaning of that name. The name belongs to, you know, to Allah, God himself. And we're trying to live up to the attributes of that name. And so the attributes of a father and the attributes of a mother, we should be trying to live up to those. And we seem to have lost sight of, as a society, we have lost sight of living up to those attributes.
You have mentors. I want to talk about this, and I want to stay here for a minute. Because, again, I've witnessed this. And these are through the years. You know, we've had the incidents of George Floyd, so forth and so on, but in Louisiana and other parts of the country, this has been going on for decades. You have counseled your young men in your family. Those who have been incarcerated, you have given them strength and hope to come out and make a better life for themselves. That tutelage, that non-gentle tutelage, has been a main ingredient if you're working with young people. Can you speak about that for a minute?
Yes, absolutely. I would definitely say that, you know, when it comes to, you know, being there for, you know, those coming behind us, the children coming, growing up behind us, there are times when you do have to provide tutelage that is tough, you know, a form of tough love and a form of guidance where you make them aware that you're going to have to stand for something. You know, y'all know the saying, you know, if you don't stand for something, you know, you end up dying for anything. So what we want to do is make sure that our kids know that you have to have a philosophy, stand on that philosophy, and sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice to do that. I'm sorry, Selena, did I cut you off?
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're doing great.
Okay.
Yes,
absolutely. And, you know, I would say the greatest thing that, you know, I've always pushed to all is that, you know, Allah is God. God is real in your life. He's a true and living God. He's not sleeping on the job. He's always with you. And you got to reach out to him. You know, you got to pray. You know, I remember the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan said that he doesn't even want people with him that don't pray because, you know, this is a tough life. And if you don't pray, you're not going to make it. So you have to pray.
You know, Brother Ali, I want to stop there for a second because and you know, in my recent background, taking on new challenges and taking new risks, and it has just been dynamic. It has been absolutely dynamic. And I work from home, and I want to share this with the family, and I've spoken to my uncle a lot about it. And I, you know, when I first started my new job, I said, oh my gosh, I'm not sitting in my place. Oh, we straightened that out with the quickness.
Awesome.
You know, because Allah blesses you, right?
Yes.
And then the consumption of work takes over and they want you to work beyond hours. Allah doesn't even ask that of us. So it's
well,
like now I take my breaks around prayer time. And I get my 5 slats in and there is no compulsion in Islam. But when I take my breaks around that, I don't have to rush through my breaks because I cannot do life without Allah. And, you know, my morning prayers are never affected. I read Quran every day. And you said you got to pray. And I know you come from a praying family. And I when I look at your family and what you all experience, I see magic. I see light. I see strength. I see if they can endure this, your family have had so many challenges, natural causes, natural disasters, disease, and they fight. And when they pray together. You brought us right to my next question, Brother Amin, and you've already touched on it. But if you can expound on it a little bit more, and maybe with a story, emphasize how Islam played a role regarding your and Sarah's parenting guidance.
And before I go there, Salima, I do want to say that as you touched on with yourself and, you know, you stepping out the box and doing and, you know, working on something new career-wise and challenging yourself, that's wonderful. And I think everybody on this call would agree with me as well that and there's nothing that you would not be successful at. And you put your mind to you're going to be successful at it. We already, you know, we know that. Now, the only thing is that, you know, the person has to know it too, but we know that about you. So just believe in yourself, you got this.
Oh, praise is due to Allah. Thank you. That means so much. That means so much to me.
And with your question, emphasize how Islam has played a role regarding my parenting guidance. Islam is what gave me the knowledge. You know, without Islam, I would not have had the knowledge to understand how to be a parent. I don't think I would have chose to be a parent. I actually originally didn't want to have kids, you know, because I looked at the world and, you know, being young, I looked at the world and I've been out in the world since I was 14 years old. You know, and I'm living with my brother. And so I saw the world in the coldness of the world early with no hands to protect me from it. So I didn't want to have kids. Mom, I realized I could have kids, you know, before Allah in his name, for his sake. And I could give them the inspiration and motivation, to live in his name and be branches for him. So that's why I eventually chose to have kids. And Islam gave me the guidance to know that, hey, you're going to have to sacrifice. You're going to have to give of yourself. And, you know, you're going to have to give tough love. You're going to have to be warm sometimes. Sometimes you have to give tough love. I kind of say it's like being a father is, to me, it's like night and day rolled up together. Sometimes you work on the job, and sometimes you sleep on the job.
Oh, God, that is so, you know what, it's okay. I want to share some stories, you know, memories of our families coming together, and some of the things, and I miss family so much. Raheem came to visit. This is my fifth child, of course, that came to visit me for 2 weeks. And Brother Amina was like having my mom here. So why? He was like, Salima, you look good, but you need to take more rest. You're doing too much. And I was like, you know, Raheem was outside talking to the neighbors. The neighbors know Raheem. They ask him, where's that man? And he went back to North Carolina. Raheem, I met everybody in the neighborhood who was so like having mother here and you know, man, Lobby Jesus has since departing.
Yes. Yes.
Before we go on, listen, I want you to please Tell me the names of your mother and your father. This is for your children and your grandchildren and your family. Their names, please. Their first name is fine.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. My mother's name was Allie, and my father's name was Naaman. Naaman, it's a strange name. It kind of sounds like Naaman. We grew up teasing him, saying, hey, what's your name? And he would say Naaman, and we'd be like, what is your name? Not
That's wonderful. So, family, I want the family and the audience to know the wonderful things we used to do. So we used to have the Aida Fitra and Brother Amin would take us to the different restaurants, and I love the restaurant we went to where we had the brother from Istanbul. He was from Turkey, and he came, the chef and the owner, the proprietor of the establishment came and spoke to us about how to eat the various courses of meal. I still remember that to this day. It was one of the most wonderful Eid celebrations. And Brother Amin treated the family, and it was so beautiful. And then we would go out to the park. This was funny.
Yeah,
because
I remember.
The kickball. And Eugene, remember Eugene used to roll. Eugene used to roll with the ball.
He was good at it, yes.
And Brother Amin and Farida would bring sandwiches, and we would just have a phenomenal time. So, gosh, Brother Amin, I miss those times. Inshallah, we can see each other soon. I miss everyone so dearly. To the listening audience, yes, alhamdulillah. This program is sponsored by New Africa Excellence. Murad speaks. You're bringing such a wonderful energy. I'm so thoroughly enjoying it. Hey, listen, we're going to pause a minute. Dr. Muhammad has just said that she wants to join us. So, inshallah, we're going to pause a minute. So just bear with us, listening audience. Dr. Muhammad is going to come in, and I'm just going to leave the show for a few seconds, dial her in, so if everyone will be patient with us, we're going to go ahead and get her in on this last half hour of the show. I will be just a few seconds here. Thank you for your patience. As we continue the show, we're going to contact Dr. Muhammad, if I can do it that way. Let's see. And if I hang up on everybody, oh, dear. I don't want to do that. Let me see if I can even dial her in. Yeah, I don't think it's going to. Oh, you know what? We can do it this way. Brother Amin, do you have Dr. Muhammad's phone number? If you take a second and dial her in on your line, then we will not lose anybody.
Okay, let me see here. You can go ahead, Salima. I'll get it dialed in there for you.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. So, as we proceed with the show, Brother Amin is going to take a few minutes and get Dr. Muhammad in. So, we are here speaking to Brother Amin. We're talking about fatherhood specifically. A very important entity of family life. That father is the seed. He is the foundation. In Islam, as we're raising our children, the mother has the child between birth and the age of, well, we're looking like right around 11 or 12. And then after that, that father takes a more intrinsic role in raising our children. Why? Because he's going to teach them of the world. And this is what we're trying to bring the show. And I think what I am so excited about and so energized about is just the positive aspect of what we're getting today from Brother Amin. It's so exciting. Oh, okay, let me see if I can, hold on. Let me see if I can get them in. Hold on. Okay, Amin, Brother Amin. I think we're trying to get them merged in. So as I was saying, they're trying to get merged in the call. It's so the energy is so positive to hear of a father engaged in his children's daily life. It's so exciting, and speaking of other. Parents for doing the same thing. Okay, so I'm getting, let me see, a message here. Okay, I'm going to take a few minutes and call him back in. And I hope we do not disconnect. So this is, we're learning new technology here. So if you'll be patient with us, we'll be able to proceed. But I don't want to end this call. Let's see. Let me see if I can get Brother Amin back in. Hold on. If I end this call. Again, brothers and sisters, we're pausing here. We're trying to work with technology, trying to merge the calls in. Let me see if I can do it this way. There's a few ways we can do this. I'm giving some instructions now. If you'll be patient with us. So we're trying to get our guests back on and our supporting host, Dr. Nadia Muhammad. In the meantime, while they're trying to dial back in. So again, you know, speaking about parenting and you know, some of the stories of our young people today not having that guidance, not having that foundation, and importantly, not having that consistency of guidance. You know, at my age, boy, it was so nice having my brother Raheem here because I was able to, you know, just have some guidance, some consistency, to see things from a new perspective. It was just fantastic. Let me try to merge this call, brothers and sisters.